Thanks for being with us on Coffee at KYUK. This morning, we're talking to the UConn-Kuskokwim Health Corporation CEO and President Dan Winkleman about his reaction to the spike in COVID-19 cases last week. This is a pre-recorded interview that took place Tuesday, August 18th.
Dan, as President and CEO of YKHC, what was your reaction to last week's surge of over a dozen COVID-19 cases around the region, and how concerning is that to you?
It's nothing to take lightly, and we are beginning to see COVID not just increasing across the state in urban areas where there is active community spread, but we're also seeing the incidence of COVID-19 increasing here in Bethel and throughout our villages as people travel for vacation or for medical purposes to Anchorage or to South Central region or other places where there's community spread. We're seeing them bring that back, testing positive at the airport. And so it really highlights the importance of having testing. So in thinking about your story last week that where KYUK reported 5 Bethel Courthouse and jail employees test positive for coronavirus, the real question behind that story that needs to be asked is if the state is requiring mandatory testing and health screening of first, all of its staff, and second, of its staff that's traveling from places like South Central into hub communities like Bethel, Alaska. What we don't want to have happen, the state is obviously, they do an important job. We want them to be doing their jobs, but we don't want them to bring community spread or actually bring positive cases into a region where there's no active community spread right now. I do not think the state has a mandatory testing program. They need one. And it's simple. We already have the solution. It's already in place. All the state has to do is require that. We will do the testing for free at the Bethel Airport. To me, that's very concerning. It should be concerning to every resident here in Bethel and throughout the YK Delta. What is the state of Alaska doing to safeguard, us from employees that they're sending from communities with active communities spread into a place like Bethel where we do not have evidence of that occurring yet? The other area that I'm concerned about is, again, very important work. It needs to happen. And that's all the airport jobs that are occurring. Lots of airport work going on, lots of construction happening by very good companies. But is the state requiring all their contractors to be tested prior to coming into Bethel and into the YK Delta and into those villages? They're not, to my knowledge. And they should be utilizing our airport testing program here in Bethel. I cannot emphasize that enough. We started the Bethel Airport testing program several months ago. It's been a success. But for that airport testing program, we would have active cases here in Bethel that we did not know about. But the airport testing program has found that. Unfortunately, as much as half of the Alaska Airlines flights that come in, the passengers opt not to get tested. That's a problem for everyone that lives here. We need to be emphasizing to our friends and family members that any time that you're flying into Bethel, go over, take 10 minutes, and get tested at the airport testing program. Just as an example, the cases that KYUK reported on last week, those 5 cases, they'll generate like 100 close contacts, just 5 cases. And so to figure that out, our contact tracers, they have to make hundreds of phone calls to other people. And then we narrow it down to who the close contacts are. And you're talking about, you can have anywhere between 8 to, 30 close contacts per person. For one positive case. And so you can see how our limited medical infrastructure could get overwhelmed with just a small number of cases. We already seen that already a couple months ago in Anchorage, much larger infrastructure, much more robust public health system, lots of contact tracers, and they're overwhelmed with the surge in COVID cases that they saw in Anchorage in just a number of weeks. We don't want that to happen here. How can we prevent that? Well, we can obviously do all the things that we continually talk about. That's universal masking when we're around others. That's frequent hand washing, good personal hygiene, and social distancing. But besides that, we also have this airport testing program. The airport is, as you know, the gateway to the YK Delta. It's a natural choke point. And if everyone would just go there and get tested when they came in, we would be able to actively manage this from turning into community spread here in Bethel and in other villages. But unfortunately, like I said, only half of the passengers generally are opting for that for whatever reason. Especially the employers, they're in the position to actually mandate that for their staff to get tested at the airport. Here at YKHC, we started our health screening and testing program and various protocols. We ramped that up in April, and it's been very successful to date. It doesn't mean that we're going to stop COVID from occurring, but what it does mean, if you do have those safeguards in place where you have rapid widespread testing with great frequency, scaled up, and that means targeting it to certain pools of employees that we have, and then also in addition having employee health screening and then tracking the whereabouts of our staff. So our staff are all required to notify their supervisor if they're going to an area either for work or off time where there's active community spread. They're required to notify the supervisor. And then we have several testing protocols that kick into place upon their return. All of YKHC staff are supposed to be tested at the airport when they return. And then in addition, depending upon where they work, there's additional safeguards that we put in place. There's 5 days later, clinical staff are all supposed to be going through a second round of testing. And that's worked for us so far. Not everyone is able to do that, obviously. I just can't emphasize enough airport testing. Get tested at the airport.
Right. One of last week's cases was a grant pilot that they announced. And I know YKHC relies on grant for transporting its patients both commercially and by medevac. Grant also said that they don't require their Anchorage-based employees to test before coming to the region. I know you just implored employers to make changes to require testing at the airport. Would YKHC use their relationship with Grant to kind of convince them to require that testing for even Anchorage-based employees to test before coming to Bethel?
Well, I encourage all employers, regardless of who they are, every employer, they should be testing their employees prior to actually arriving to the YK Delta. And having a negative test, you know, that's key. And that really goes into, a lot in July. I testified at the Bethel City Council meeting about mid-July and advocated for the city of Bethel to mandate a reasonable ordinance requiring passengers to either have documentation of a negative COVID test upon arrival at the Bethel Airport or opt for a free test at our airport testing program or isolate for a period of time. And that's the exact same criteria that the state of Alaska was using and requires for all incoming travelers to the state. So it was based, the idea was based on that, just adopting that program because the state of Alaska is doing that because earlier this month, what we saw with the state was it occurring basically everywhere else, community spread happening all throughout the lower 48, right? And then, you know, spring break happened. Then we saw it start to creep up in Anchorage and South Central and urban areas. And now we're starting to see it get into more remote areas. And so it makes sense when you have an isolated area or region, either Alaska or if you want to get more specific, Bethel, it makes sense to require and have mandatory testing. And it doesn't have to be burdensome. It can be a very reasonable ordinance where people can get tested prior to coming and have it done and be on their way. Or they can opt for the free test here. Or they could, if they don't want to do any testing, then they could agree to isolate. for a period of time. But essentially, it's a reasonable ordinance. It's very simple. It's free. And I implore all employers to actually opt for the Bethel testing or to be tested prior to that. If they're Anchorage-based, they should certainly be tested prior to coming here.
Those comments about asking the city of Bethel to mandate airport testing is interesting. The city of Bethel has stated that since it's a second-class city, it doesn't believe it has health powers, meaning that it doesn't believe it has the authority to enforce health mandates like mandatory testing.
I disagree with that. So yes, we have done our own research, and I'm not sure if the city has announced that actually. I know that their legal counsel's, that's the position of their legal counsel, and that's fine. But as a matter of law and policy, I actually disagree with that. We've researched that ourselves, and it is clear that a second-class city in an organized borough does not have those powers, because those powers are held by the borough. And it's for second-class cities in unorganized boroughs, such as Bethel, those powers remain with the city because there is no borough here. And that's what our legal research has shown. But besides that, okay, that's just the legal argument. There's a great policy argument to enact and to take action now rather than later, prior to community spread happening. We have an opportunity now to manage this disease and to actually prevent community spread from happening. This is a rare opportunity. Once community spread is in a large area, like 6,500 people for here in Bethel, it's going to be very difficult if that were to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. Besides hope, we should be trying to actually manage it and implementing strategies and tactics to help us prevent COVID spreading within our community. And the way to do that is to enact a reasonable city ordinance. Now, the policy argument. The governor has essentially delegated his authority to communities throughout Alaska, and he has done that in his health mandate. I believe it was health mandate 15. I might be wrong about that. It might be 18, but and said that communities can have stricter standards than the state of Alaska. He has delegated that authority. His Department of Health and Social Services has also said the same thing, that they welcome communities, that they can enact stricter standards in the state of Alaska. So as a council member and as a leader, what do? You don't just do what your lawyer says. You also take in information from what other advisors say and also what the community says. You know, the city of Bethel should have a hearing on this, and they should hear from whether or not they think a reasonable ordinance for mandatory testing at the airport is a good idea or not. My guess is they would get an overwhelming response that we shouldn't enact that. And what do you do as a leader? You make a decision and you act. Sometimes you have to do things when they're risky. I understand, you know, why they think that they might not have the power to do so, but it really comes down to the so what argument. So what? Okay, so they enact an ordinance to protect the community, to protect our civil liberties so we can have our businesses open, have a good chance at having schools, in-person learning happening to some degree, and keep the community free from community spread. And let's say it gets challenged. Let's say a court says, no, Bethel, you don't have the power to do that. Okay, so we end the program. It's not mandatory anymore. At least we tried. At least we tried to do something, and we acted ahead of time to prevent this from happening here in Bethel. At least we tried. We can all look at each other and say, well, we tried. We might try and fail, but that's what leadership's about. It's about acting and trying to do something positive for the community.
I want to come back to the issue of capacity that we have right now. I believe when we were first entering this pandemic, Dan, you expressed grave concern in a community-wide teleconference call about multiple YK Delta villages having cases of COVID-19 at the same time. I'm wondering, are we seeing what you were worried about before?
We are seeing it, but we're managing it. And we have 1,300 employees here. We're all helping to try to manage it. So you've seen our teams go out to multiple villages sometimes in the same weekend or during the week. We saw that last month and the month before, where we set up testing sites. We had our rapid deployment team a couple different times do that in the same weekend. And so right now we're at the stage of trying to manage it. But again, it comes back to testing, and it comes back to universal masking, and those are the core public health strategies that are going to help us prevent community spread on a wide scale basis. And that's what we're really trying to prevent.
Let's say that last week that trend continues. Does YKHC have the capacity in terms of hospital beds, but also contact tracing and the follow-up testing that needs to happen for each case? Do we have the capacity to weather a storm like last week if that continues?
Well, we do now. It all depends on how bad it gets, and we've been managing now. And so, what I can say is, actually, just an hour ago, I just got approval from our board to hire 60 additional staff, just for COVID purposes, just to increase our testing capacity and our capabilities. And this is really for the future. It's for this fall and this winter. We want to try to help our school systems as much as we can. So we also are trying to prepare for any surges that may occur this fall. And so that's why we're hiring additional 60 people, and we're using our CARES funds for that, that Congress appropriated a couple months ago, in anticipation of it maybe a surge in the future.
Today, you've been focusing talking about testing mostly, imploring employers to mandate their employees to get tested, asking the state to mandate testing for its employees, and also asking the city of Bethel to try and mandate testing for everybody coming into the Bethel airport. Are there any other final thoughts you'd like to leave us with?
Just everyone stay safe as we experience more and more COVID-19 cases here in Bethel and in our villages. Social distancing is extremely important. Universal masking when you're in crowded areas, that's also important as well. Hand washing and testing, testing, testing. Get tested at the airport when you come into the region.
Thank you so much, Dan.
You've been listening to Coffee at KYUK with YKHC CEO and President Dan Winkelman talking about the number of COVID-19 cases in the YK Delta and the need for testing. This was a pre-recorded interview that took place Tuesday, August 18th. I'm your host, Greg Kemp.